I'm Jess Belial, and today we're stepping into my mom's kitchen for a special family recipe.
Hi, I'm Susie Gray. Today we're going to be talking about a recipe for knedlicki and zeli. That is Bohemian for dumplings and sauerkraut. This comes from my parents, and it was passed to them by their parents and the parents before them. My father was John Ruziska, and my mother was Mary Frances Ruziska, and her maiden name was Otradovic.
But you've done a little prep work for us.
The only thing I've done is peeled the potatoes and boiled them till they're soft.
These are potato dumplings.
Yes, and actually, in Bohemian, it wouldn't be potato knedlicki, it'd be brumbudi knedlicki. So brumbudi is Bohemian for potato. And now we are going to mash and salt them to taste. Emily, do you want to start putting some salt in your hand?
Today, my sister Emily Gray is sous chef as we make the knedlicki and zeli.
I would do like a tablespoon. I think we're going to need a lot of salt because we're going to need a lot of flour. And I think we're going to have enough dumplings here to feed the world.
How many potatoes did you use?
Well, the recipe says 8 to 10, but, you know, I...
You used 20, didn't you?
Maybe.
You did? Mom?
No, I probably used 12.
For this particular occasion, we are using a hand masher.
I remember my mom was, you know, you think about cooking and you don't really think about exercising, but many of the things that she did really required a lot of arm strength.
Oh, think of all that bread she made, too.
Oh, and she would knead that by hand. There were no bread machines. And she was actually very strong, and it was kind of funny. One of the things we used to do was arm wrestle. Mom could always beat all of us. Okay, I think that's about right. I think we're ready to add the flour.
I like that the recipe says lots of flour, parentheses, you can't add too much.
I beg to differ.
Well, Mom always said, if you think you have enough flour, double it. And I was talking to my sister Marianne Dahlgren today, and she said, yes, if you think you've added enough flour, double it.
I think that's the Ruziska's motto for everything in life.
Okay, now I'm going to take my rings off, and I'm going to get my hands in it. I'm going to just get in there.
Get in there, Mom.
You can see from the recipe, it's just four simple ingredients. It's 8 to 10 potatoes, lots of flour, and again, in parentheses, my mother says you can't add too much. Oh, 2 eggs. I haven't added the eggs yet.
I'm cracking the eggs now.
This must be where you add more flour. Emily, would you put some more flour on top?
Yes.
You can't add too much.
Just dump it in.
And would you get me some more flour?
It's a good thing I came.
Don't set that on fire. I think we're going to need more flour.
I hope you have more flour.
We'll send Steve to the store.
So once we get these together, we're going to boil these?
Yes, Emily has a pot of water on the stove. Often this was made for family meals, too, that you would share, you know. So we would take this to family dinner parties. It was always one of the special things. Everybody always enjoyed it. I'm going to need more flour.
Okay, this knedlicki, what kind of consistency are we shooting for?
So that it's not too sticky.
It does say here, if the dumpling is too soft, you add more flour.
Which I think we need to.
Well, color me surprised.
I feel like I'm mixing concrete. Give me some more.
I'm gonna go get a new thing of flour.
Okay. We have our water boiling and we are rolling out little dumplings. We're gonna drop these in the water.
How do we know they're done?
I don't know.
Okay, this is fun.
I think they'll float to the top.
Okay, let's just go on that premise.
What does the recipe say?
Probably nothing.
Probably add more flour.
8 minutes. Oh, wow. Much longer than I thought. Okay. Emily set the timer. Okay. As we cook these, we're going to start heating the sauerkraut.
Okay, so Em, talk to us about the sauerkraut.
So I have a jar of sauerkraut here.
It's not the canned sauerkraut that my parents made because we don't have any of that. So we are using a commercial product, but we're going to spice it up a little bit.
Did you ever help your mom make and can sauerkraut?
Oh, yes, because there was a kraut cutter that they had, which was actually very large. There was a cutter in the middle of it, and it had kind of a box to it. It was kind of a box cutter, and they would put the cabbage in there.
And it would slice the cabbage actually the perfect width for the kraut. And this kraut cutter was used by a lot of the families, and it was passed around as the cabbages were coming into season, so it was kind of a hot item.
Tell me about caraway seed and your Czech background, because it seems like everything
had caraway seed.
That you do has caraway seed.
Yes. It was just an important spice for us to use caraway seed. We put it on dumplings, and we would put it on most everything we cooked as far as poultry.
That is maybe the largest container of caraway seed I have ever seen. And of course you would have it.
Oh, yeah, buy it in bulk. So now we have the zelly cooking on the stove, and we've added enough caraway seeds, so the next thing is to thicken it a little bit with flour. Now here, you know, you don't want to add too much, like
this
with
isn't
the dumplings.
This isn't a cannoli.
No, this is not my cat so much. I would say maybe a tablespoon or two. Okay, so now you can see how nice and creamy that sauerkraut is after we added that flour. Just looks, you know, the consistency is very creamy.
That looks like what I know from...
Right.
From Grandma.
Right. Anyway, that's beautiful. I'm going to shut that down now and just let that set until we're ready to combine. Okay, so now Emily is putting the knedlicki into a pan big enough that we can combine it with a zelly. And so soon we'll have knedlicki and zelly and be able to eat.
So now I'll shut off the sauerkraut and pour it in.
It looks like the real thing.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really good. Do they taste like grandma's?
They taste like grandma's.
For KSMU's Sense of Community, I'm Jess Belial.
Hey, mama, it's me.